Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to hear this. Dr. Paul Mills spoke with me about the power of gratitude in impacting spiritual well-being as well as physical health. Check this out. All right, everyone. Appreciate you hanging with us while we get everything set up. And I tell you what, I know that there are a lot of people who have been hearing about gratitude and its powerful impact on the body. And some people have been hearing about gratitude and really just haven't heard many things that are specific about the role that gratitude can play in life. We get an opportunity now to get some details on that. And I think you're going to be amazed. Appreciate you for joining me. Carl Thornton Jr., host of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we get a chance to speak with a gentleman who is really doing some fabulous work. Dr. Paul Mills is doing some work with regards to, really and truly, you can say spiritual care as well as care of the body. He is with the University of California in the beautiful San Diego, serving as director at the Chopper Center for Well-Being in addition to that, and has written an article that is just fabulous. It's entitled The Role of Gratitude in Spiritual Well-Being in Asymptomatic Heart Failure Patients. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to be listening in now. Dr. Mills, it is so good to have you on board with us. How are you doing today?
Hello, Carl. I'm well, and it's a pleasure to be with you today and have a chance to speak together about gratitude.
I tell you what, and what you're doing is just amazing to me. We have had a chance to, I've had a chance to read a little bit about the study that was conducted, and you very humbly pointed out to me that it was a team of people working on it. But, you know, if we could, Dr. Mills, just for the benefit of everyone who's listening in the listening community, including myself, if you could share with us a little bit more about your background, talking with us about the academic journey that led you to your current career.
Sure, happy to. So I've always had just basic interest in our fundamental sense of well-being and was interested in taking a scientific route to do scientific research on different things that people can do to help support their sense of well-being, both psychologically and spiritually as well as physically. And that led me into an area where I've been active for a couple of decades, and it's generally called behavioral medicine. And in the last few years, aspects of behavioral medicine has morphed into what's called integrative medicine, and that's the study of using different kinds of complementary modalities such as journaling and meditation and yoga to help support our physical and mental health.
That is awesome. And, you know, if you could help us understand some of the basic differences, similarities, particularly between our spiritual and psychological well-being.
That's a great question. And for me, they are different. In fact, I'm just in the process of analyzing some data from a research study that we completed where we had people come in and the participants in the study were randomized to either a week of essentially a vacation at a resort locally here in San Diego, and the other folks in the study were randomized to an intensive well-being intervention that did involve time sitting together, speaking, meditating together, listening to talks about general well-being. And we found that those people who had taken the resort itself as a vacation, they did better in terms of their sense of mood. You know, depressed mood improved, anxiety went down also. But the sense of spiritual well-being and the sense of feeling grateful in their lives, that didn't change at all. It only changed in those folks who had had the other intervention, which really allowed them to take time to reflect on the nature of their own selves and their lives. So I see spiritual well-being as it's more fundamental than our psychological well-being. Many people have some sense of psychological well-being, but perhaps not as much of the spiritual well-being, which is more encompassing as I see it.
Interesting. Spiritual well-being is more encompassing than the psychological.
Yeah.
So if a person can be psychologically okay, but not necessarily spiritually well, but if they're spiritually well, there's a good chance that they're also going to be doing well psychologically.
I think that's true, although it would be an interesting question to, if we were to reflect on the lives of different saints or people we consider saints throughout the ages who have been very well connected spiritually, meaning feeling connected more broadly with life around themselves and to God, and maybe at the same time might have had some deficits psychologically. I don't know. I'm just musing out loud with you now about
that. I hear you. And I agree with you. That is something interesting to pick up on. And so do you find that the better off any given person is spiritually and psychologically, that they stand a better chance of being better off physically as well, or is there a correlation there?
That's a fascinating question also, because we're basically addressing that we as human beings have multiple domains to our existence. There's our spiritual nature, and then our human nature that comprises both the physical and mental and psychological, and certainly there are circumstances where all those can be in alignment and be very healthy, we could say. But I think there are times when people are spiritually doing very well and they're not that healthy physically. Mm-hmm. I had done some research years ago and wrote an editorial to a special issue I put together on the topic of spirituality and health, or religion and health. And I think that it's certainly possible that we can continue to have physical maladies even when we're feeling spiritually very strong and awake. That those are different domains here. Certainly there are examples of saints who were ill physically and not doing well at all, but were in a kind of continual communion with their own nature and with broader divinity.
And that's so interesting. And so you find that very often when people are doing well spiritually, not necessarily doing well physically, does that often come down to choice? Is it how they're choosing to respond to the way life is working for them or not working for them?
I think that someone who's fairly well aware of and established in their spiritual nature would have a different perspective on how the health of their body might be doing and probably are more accepting to what is.
Mm-hmm.
And the capacity to be more at peace with that.
Yes. And you raised that point, and I tell you, one of the things that you just brought to my mind, some of the people that I've spoken with, or I've just heard have the discussion, even if they weren't talking with me, and they were kind of thinking that they were in a spiritual zone that was really working for them. And when something physical arose, some physical disorder, a disease, a bad injury, and they were convinced that there was going to be a full recovery. And then the recovery did not take place. And maybe even death followed.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that very often when people are not in a place where they accept that whatever is going on physically may not change, that very often some of those people have a much, much more difficult time spiritually afterwards.
Yes. And I think that this is a good segue into this topic of gratitude and the research we've been doing at the university, because from my point of view, when we are able to perceive the world with more grateful eyes and a more grateful heart, that brings a level of acceptance and certainly appreciation to whatever is. Even those parts of our lives that we might first initially judge as bad or we want it to be different, by having gratitude. There's such an innate power in gratitude that it can begin to change our relationship with our experience, such that there is more acceptance and ultimately equanimity with what is going on around us. And that, to me, is I guess we could say part of the spiritual gift of gratitude, of that aspect of our, I think it's a quality of our soul, as is love and compassion. And when we cultivate it, it can bring more peace and acceptance with the nature of our life as it is at any moment.
This is wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Mills has already laid this foundation for us. He's helped us understand those differences, some of those basic differences between the psychological part of us, the spiritual part of us. And he's helping us understand that the psychological, the spiritual, can have an impact on the physical self. We're going to talk more about the role that gratitude can play in helping us with our sense of overall well-being as soon as Dr. Mills and I return. Stay with us. By the way, while we're gone, you may want to email, tweet, call, let someone know, hey, you need to hear what Dr. Mills is saying about the power of gratitude. We'll be right back.